For me, a great pleasure.
Wonderful symphony. Take part in this gathering,
which I'm sure is very unique.
This city, the gathering,
people come together for no other purpose than what is known as Kovod HaTorah.
The honor to find her, to encourage young men who learn by her,
who are dedicated to the spreading of the learning of Torah, to influencing people to fulfill mitzvahs, coming together for this one purpose. I will call it, in this day and age, and particularly at this time of the year, a miniature Maimed Har Sinai. We're all standing here together at the foot of Har Sinai, in trembling perhaps, in awe, in respect, and in anticipation of receiving the Torah from Hashem Yisborach, of making a connection to that which is for us the purpose of creation and the purpose of ourselves, each individual who find ourselves in this world, not by accident, but by a plan of Hashem Yisborach, and find ourselves in this place, not by accident, but by a plan of Hashem Yisborach. We are told in the Torah to remember Maimed Har Sinai, to remember and to continuously remind oneself of what occurred when Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, not just on Shavuos. Rak ishom elecho shmoy nafshecho mo'oid ven tishkach es advorim asher ol einecho. The Torah tells us and warns us never ever to forget. Ven tishkach, you should not forget es advorim, the things asher ol einecho, that your eyes saw. Give it over to your children, to your grandchildren, my daitan of anachol, the name of anachol, you're in that day, as your matto, the pnei Hashem, and the kecho b'choyrei, when you stood in the midbar, in the wilderness, in the choyrei spot of the wilderness. What did we see? We didn't see the Torah. We received the Torah, we heard the Ten Commandments from Hashem. What did we see? And why is it so important that we should give over what we saw even before what we heard? We saw, the Torah describes Maimed Har Sinai. The Torah describes the moment, the Torah describes the gathering of Klal Yisrael, how they stood, and how they saw the Eish, the Hall, Boyer, Boeish, Adleva, Shemayim, the mountain burning with fire, till the heart of the heaven, the volcano pales into insignificance against what the Klal Yisrael saw on Har Sinai. The Hall, Boyer, Boeish, Adleva, Shemayim, Choshech, Onan, Vahotha, surrounded by darkness, clouds, thick clouds. And there was smoke all going up like from a furnace. And the coil shofar chazak ma'od. The shofar was blowing louder and louder, not getting weaker, as if when a human being blows on a shofar, the sound was getting stronger and stronger. There was coilites of rocking, there was thunder and lightning. The mountain itself was trembling like jelly. We because even imagine that the Torah describes it vividly for in front of our eyes, because we are never ever to forget that sight. And we have to be taught that, it's something to teach children about, it's something to teach adults about, it's something to talk about and to be given over from one generation to another. This is what we saw with our eyes. Because that was the impression that Hashem is born, stamped onto the hearts of Klal Yisrael, the Torah of Min HaShemayim. That every word of Torah came from such a background of awe and respect. Every word of Torah that they heard on Har Sinai was impressed, and they were impressed. Vividly, only Hashem could be... That's not just a story, a parable. The Ramban says, Einenu Moshel. It's not just something to talk about and compare. What does it mean? Raise the mountain over their heads. Rabban says there's a pasuk in Hallel. Hayom rov, hayom ois. Hayad ein tisoy v'locha. Everybody knows the sea split. Nobody says that was a parable. We know that the sea split in front of Klal Yisrael. Hayad ein tisoy v'locha. Everybody knows that happened. It's a historical fact. Says the Rabban, when the pasuk continues, Hehogim, Rotu, Ke'elim, Gevois, Kivnei, Tzayim, the mountains all came to the midbar. And they were jumping around. The whole world was changed in front of the eyes of Klal Yisrael. Together with all the tremblings they saw in front of them. Einenu Moshel, it's all part of history. And it all happened so that we should never ever forget and continuously be aware that every word of Torah is Min HaShemayim. This makes the whole difference when we talk about learning Torah. This makes the whole difference when you talk about keeping mitzvahs, which the Torah teaches us. We're convinced, beyond any doubt, Min HaShemayim. That from generation to generation, as these, even if they're taught as historical facts, they fade into the background. And we need from time to time a chizuk. We need to have something perhaps more clear in front of our eyes. Something which would connect with our own times. And I think that if anyone needs something to inspire one, that Torah Min HaShemayim is the fact and the development of Kehillim in our times. It's something which defies nature. It's something that if you would speak about it 20 years ago, people would think you're dreaming. If you would speak about it 50 years ago, people would say you're insane. Klal Yisrael was going up in flames. Every Meisen HaTorah in Europe was in ruins. Could one imagine in America that Torah would be rebuilt as it is today? Could one 50 years ago dream about that? Could one dare to say, to whisper in somebody's ear, don't worry, it's going to all be the same. It's going to grow and grow and grow. Isn't that part of Maimon Har Sinai? There's a pasuk in the Torah where it says, Shokach Mipizaroi. When that was written in the Torah, it was an exposure. Hashem Yisbarach said, I'm taking a challenge. If Torah will ever be forgotten, if Torah won't survive, then this Torah is not true. Moshe Shokach Mipizaroi, the Rebbein Shemin said, whatever is going to pass over Klal Yisrael, there's not Klal Yisrael will survive, the Torah will survive. It'll never ever be forgotten. And if we are witness to such developments, where the authentic Torah, uncontaminated and uncompromised, is not becoming less familiar in Klal Yisrael, is becoming more and more accepted, isn't that part of the moment of Sinai? Isn't that the age that the Rebbe Shlomo showed? And I once said, and I think it's something to say over again, what is it all symbolic? What does that mean, what does the Rebbe Shlomo show them? A furnace, smoking, darkness, thick darkness, clouds, fire. Because the Rebbe Shlomo showed them at Maimat al-Sinai, that in the darkest moments of history, when everything seems to be going up in flames, and maybe only 50 years ago, we can understand what it means, Matan HaShon HaKesh and HaKivshon. When Klal Yisrael, the body of Klal Yisrael, millions, were going up in smoke from furnaces, from there Torah will come. A time when you're in despair, a time when it seems everything's lost. And whatever stage in history where the Yidden went into fire in the days of the Inquisition, or when they went into furnaces and were burnt to dust, to ashes, by the Nazis, Yimach Shimon, when there was darkness of persecution and pogroms, when there were clouds that didn't allow us to see a future, the Rebbe Shlomo said, from there, Torah will come, and from that, you will appreciate the Torah min HaShemayim, none other than Hashem Yisbarach himself, could have brought about. That's what we are witnessing today. That's what we are part of today. And with this, we connect up with Maimat HaSinai. I'd like to tell you something which wherever I have an opportunity to say it over I try my best, because I think that is the chizuk that we need today to appreciate, not just to appreciate Torah, to appreciate Torah Shebaal Peh. Our wise men, through their toil in Torah, were zeicher to a type of Ruach HaKodesh with which to interpret things which are handed over from Moshe Rabbeinu for all generations. And that was also given on Sinai. There's a wonderful Chazal in Shir HaShirim. On the Pasuk, Hinei Ruoi Meidach HaKosleinu, where Shir HaShirim describing Hashem Yisbarach as the one who loves Knesset Yisrael, the one who protects, the one who looks after Knesset Yisrael, the one who wants to be betrothed to Klal Yisrael, to be betrothed to him. The Pasuk describes Hashem, Hinei Ruoi Meidach HaKosleinu, standing behind the wall, Mashgiach Minachloinois, Metzis Minachrachim, he's looking through the windows and peering through the cracks, watching what's going on from behind the scenes. Shlomo HaMelech said that Pasuk. And Chazal, later on, interpreted, what does that Pasuk mean? Hinei Ruoi Meidach HaKosleinu, what wall are we talking about? And Chazal tell us, our wise men interpret the Pasuk and they say, Kosleinu, that's the Kosel Maromi. This interpretation was given 2,000 years ago to Medrash, which is sometimes just looked upon as some, you know, ideas that people concocted. Chazal said, Kosleinu, that's the Kosel Maromi. The Lama! Hashem is standing behind the Kaisel. What's he doing behind the Kaisel Magovi? Because Hashem is Borach swore, he took an oath that he will never ever destroy the Kaisel Magovi. 2,000 years ago, Chazal took upon themselves to make a statement which if Chas V'Shalom at any time the Kaisel Magovi would have been destroyed would negate the truth of what they say. Chas V'Shalom, they were not afraid, because Torah is min HaShomayim and Torah Shebaal Peh is min HaShomayim, and they took the challenge and they opened the book and they said, here it is, Kaisel Magovi will never ever be destroyed. That Kaisel that continuously was in the melting pot of the world, where armies changed places over Eretz Israel, where empires were continuously warring over Eretz Israel, and the Kaisel was in the middle, and where when the Arabs had it in their hands for 20 years, in their hands, and they knew that to destroy the Kaisel would be a knife in the heart of every Jew, and they knew they could do it and no one would say a word. The United Nations might make a Security Council meeting and condemn them for 2 days and then it will all be forgotten. What stopped them? Ask the question of the United Nations. Why did the Arabs not blow up the Kaisel? There's only one answer. We know the answer. Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'einoi Cholet Lohim. Hashem is Baruch Meitu Shmur. That's the only answer. But for us, when you see the Kaisel, people make a mistake. They think the Kaisel was left over so that we can daven there. That's not true. You don't need a Kaisel to daven. The place where it is, as long as you have the place, the closest you can get to the Mokam HaMikdash, is the place where you stand. You don't need a Kaisel to daven. Do you know why the Kaisel is there? This I heard from my Rebbe Rabbi Yalapid, the Kaisel of Mokam. To be a monument till the days of Moshiach, that Toivos min HaShomayim. Because Chazal darshan the Pasuk, Chazal learned out for us the Torah Shebaal Peh of Hinei Oeled Acha Kosleinu, and they told us, Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'enecholem Lo'aymon. And when we see the Kaisel today, and we know what's happened over history, and it's standing there before our eyes, and we know it's written in our Heilig Torah, the Holy Torah, that the Chazal darshan the Pasuk Torah Shebaal Peh by word of mouth, it was handed over to us, which when our Melech wrote this Pasuk, he meant to tell us, the Kaisel will never ever be destroyed. So when we see the Kaisel in front of our eyes, we get such a chizuk, we're so strengthened by it, so encouraged by it, so convinced that the next page of whatever we're learning, whether it's Chumash or Gemara, sparkles with the life of the Dvar Hashem, because Toil Min Hashemayim. I say to you this evening, Toiv Min Hashemayim, these young men, they are our Kaisel Magovi. They're proving to us this evening that Toiv Min Hashemayim, they inspire us. They give us life. They give us hope. They give us confidence. And they sit here before you, each one on their own rights, as purveyors of Torah, as living examples of Torah, sincere young men who, when you make contact with them, they're not just people who have knowledge. The Rosh HaKoilim, the Chavrei HaKoilim, the Rosh HaChabura, each one of them a pearl, but each one of them an inspiration. That Torah Min HaShemayim, these men are not just ordinary men produced humanly. They have had been molded by the Torah. They become the Talmidei Chachamim that they are. And Hashem is Borach has made that possible. Because there's an Haftokah where she shokach mipizaroi. And he wants us to be inspired. That's why we feel confident that this city is going to benefit from them. That's why we feel confident that we're not talking about nature and normal ways. We're talking about supernatural. We're talking about spirituality. We're talking about Hashem Yisbarach himself. This is the bracha that has come to town. As such, it's my pleasure to be part of the welcoming committee, to join you all, to welcome them here, and to say to them, they have a responsibility. I'm sure they will carry out that responsibility. They are going to be the example. I must say here, nothing can happen without seeds. And this kollel is a direct continuation of the yeshiva. When the yeshiva came here to Philadelphia, when Philadelphia was a wilderness, and I look around here and I see how many people not only respect Torah, but want to be connected and are connected to Torah. How a city that is growing, a city that is sincere in its attachment to Torah, and wants to grow more. There could be no proof that you want to grow more when one knows that bringing a kollel needs so much effort from the whole community, which needs so much support, so much encouragement, and so much association. And only that way will it work the other way, that the Ruach HaTorah, the Kedushas HaTorah, the holiness of the Torah will penetrate where we would have never ever imagined that it could reach. This is all started when Yeshiva began. And a yeshiva needs rabbonim who will receive a yeshiva. So here we see a combination of so many Talmidei Chachamim, a history of Torah, which culminates here in the establishment of a kollel. And the actual establishment of the kollel itself is that great inspiration for us all. Hashem Yisbarach gave us Torah min Hashemayim. As I mentioned before, the small section that we had, we thank Hashem Yisbarach and recognize He created us lichvaydoi. We have to give honor to Hashem. And He gave us the opportunity by the chaye oila not abisoichenu. Him dironu min atoyim. He didn't let us go astray. And that too, Torah, the Torah HaSemes that we recognize this evening, perhaps even clearer than before. It's a chaye oilam, it's eternal life, not out of Seichenu that He planted in our midst, here, in the middle of Philadelphia. There's a new tree growing up, it's been planted, it's taken root, and it's going to bear fruit. Because Torah is a chaye oilam, which is a netiyah, the Chaim Elohim says. It's something which you plant, it's a tree which you plant, which bears fruit. And you are going to be the beneficiaries of that fruit. That's what we're celebrating this evening. As we come closer to Shavuos, let us remember that passage in the Torah that reminds us, HaKishom Elohosh Meinashecho Mo'oid Pentishkat Esadvorim Asheroi Enecho. Don't forget this night. Remember it for your life, because that's going to be the bedrock of your emuna in Torah min Hashemayim.
Microphone wasn't working when I started, and I think it's important that we recognize that we are greatly honored this evening to have with us the Rosh Yeshiva Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, and the Rebbeim from the Yeshiva here in the front row. I see Reb Avram Kolombek towards the rear, the many others in their spurs. The Reb Lev Tau, the Reb Yaakov Stefanski, Reb Yitzchak Furman, and Reb Rui Mandelbaum here with us, together with the rabbis from the Kollel. And we have Reb Mordechai Young sitting all the way to my right at the dais, Reb Yitzchak Feldheim, and Reb Shlomo Kaplan. It's a great honor to have them all. In conclusion, I would like to thank Rabbi Solomon for taking time out of his extremely busy schedule and honoring the Kollel and the Philadelphia community with his presence. We certainly hope that we can get Rabbi Solomon back to Philadelphia in the near future. I would like also to thank Cheryl and David Epstein for hosting Rabbi Solomon earlier this evening. And once again, thanks to all sponsors and all of you for attending. And last but not least, I would like to thank the Kollel wives and Ms. Chavi Ribiat, our office manager, for all their hard work putting this event together. May we advance Mechayel El Chayel, Bezras Hashem, and you're welcome to partake of the refreshments in the rear. Thank you very much.